So anyway, I'm here with the Vaughns, and we're in this incredibly cold room called the Asbury Brewery. So why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm Tom, I play bass.
I'm Anna, I sing and play guitar.
I'm David, I play the triangle. No, guitar.
I'm Ryan, I play drums.
What was the first sort of rock punk show that you went where you weren't escorted by your parents taking you to see, like, the Wiggles?
I went to a lot of concerts with my parents, but I'd have to say Gaslight Anthem 2007, Stone Pony
it
Summer Stage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
Oh, me already. I went to, with my friends, the first one I went to without my parents was a Dispatch concert with some of my friends in high school. And the cool thing about it was that we were at Red Bull Stadium and they had just started having concerts, and a picture of us made like the paper the next day. We were in the mass of people, but we were like front row. And
awesome.
Yeah,
is that that stadium in Newark?
In Newark, yeah.
Do they still have shows there?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I haven't been in a while.
Probably. The first concert I went to without my parents was the Black Crowes at Terminal 5.
Nice.
Yeah, they shred.
Man, all you guys saw, like, appropriate bands. When I was 14, I was into emo bands, so I saw the Devil Wears Prada, Under Oath, and Seosin at Starland Bar when I was 14.
Very good. You have this record label that's helping you out, and you're about to finish an album, so tell me about recording an album with a purpose, as opposed to this is what we do for fun and we're hoping someone likes it.
One thing I'll say is that I feel like the coolest thing about this album was that I think we all grew a lot throughout the course of recording it, just as musicians and as bandmates. And I don't know, I really think that we became better musicians throughout this and also learned how to like work with each other better. And one thing I learned is to like shut up and like trust my bandmates. I just feel like we got to see a lot of growth from everyone, and like everyone contributed in really big ways.
Where did you record it?
Lake House Studios.
Yeah. Oh, down the road.
And our producer's basement.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Lake House Studios is this sort of thing here in Asbury Park. You sort of hopped right in the rebirth of Asbury Park. It's almost like you're not considered a North Jersey band now. You can claim to be from Asbury Park because no one outside of New Jersey is going to know where Springfield is.
So. Right. So the funny thing is that we've always been the weird band that's from Central Jersey that doesn't fit into any of the scenes, not the Montclair scene, not the New Brunswick scene, not the Asbury scene, but we've been playing so much in all the different scenes that people think that we're from Asbury. The only people who know that we're not from Asbury are the actual Asbury fans.
But you've been playing a lot at Asbury
recently. It seems to be the spot right now. We did a lot of New Brunswick for the first couple years we were playing.
House shows?
Mostly basement shows, but I mean, I don't want to like shoot them down, but it kind of seems like the scene that we were a part of for those 2 years maybe translated to something else, but it doesn't seem like it's the same as it was.
They graduated.
Yeah, a lot of, I think, the people that we were close with moved to Philly or moved away, so.
When I got my Spotify playlist from 2017 of all the songs I listened to in chronological order, you guys came up as 3 in the top 10 and number 1.
Thank you.
Although it's possible I fell asleep with one of them on repeat. So it's always possible. But what I find striking about it is if you listen to them in a certain sequence, not necessarily when they were recorded, but you have scoped out the beginning of a relationship, the mid part of a relationship, the ending of the relationship, the distrust of starting another relationship, and then dipping your toe back into the water of falling in love again.
This is great. There's
going from like normal to like, oh my God.
Is there?
Doug, you're hitting it out of the park.
Is there a theme that we're looking at? Because I don't. They're not sequenced that way in the song in the music, but like the. Forgive me for not remembering the titles.
No,
but there's one where I'm assuming you go to a friend's house with, and I'll be proper, either a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
And you decide you like the best friend better. There's like this real like, you know, and there's a break in there where you're just like, what's cooking, good looking kind of thing. You're just like, ooh, hello. And then you go to Santa Cruz and you don't even have to go out. You don't care about the weather.
Yeah.
And then later on, you sense that the relationship isn't going well. and then you tell them to take all the roses off your nightstand. Is there these little arcs of life relationships on purpose, or is this just what you go through when you're starting out?
I think that, I don't know, I guess over the last couple of years I've really gravitated towards writing about relationships, but I think that I, like you said, kind of, I don't like to just write songs that's like, oh, I love this person and happy, like joy, joy, these are the things I love about this person, or I'm sad, my heart's broken. Like, I guess I kind of like the pivots of those arc moments and the development of things. So I think I really focus in when writing on the specific place of that relationship.
And then the people who are nameless in the relationship, do they know that the songs may be about them?
You'd have to ask them. You'd have to ask them. I don't know. I think that there's a good chance, but also, I don't know. I think that I draw inspiration from real life, but I also like I would never go up to someone and say what's cooking, good looking. I think that
how disappointing.
Yeah, I think that the art kind of allows I guess I use art as a way to express things that I probably wouldn't say out loud. So it's a way of me reflecting on certain relationships or things or feelings and either something like what's cooking, kind of making a joke of it, you know, or something like roses where I'm oh yeah, I really need to move the fuck on type of thing. So I think it's me coming off of things and just reflecting, I guess.
So the process of you guys writing, my sense is, and tell me if I'm wrong, that you'll have some outline of lyrics and then you bring them to the band. So after you have that aha moment of this is a phrase that gets stuck in your head for 3 or 4 days and you know there's something there, how do you bring that to the band and then how does that become a song?
We're actually pretty collaborative. I do a lot of the lyrics, but musically, I'll come with lyrics and a riff and then bring it to them and then we just jam and see where it goes. And they bring riffs and in our most recent writing, we've actually have all been bringing songs to the table, and it's, I don't know if anyone else wants to jump in.
Have you guys dabbled in the lyric part, or do you feel comfortable in embellishing on what she brings?
I think all the songs we have out, they're all the lyrics are by Anna. I think one of the newer songs we recorded called TV, I think Tom wrote all the lyrics. Or did Anna do that song?
Yeah, I think it's
Anna.
Had the general idea.
Yeah, and then when we were in the studio, however Anna wants to accentuate kind of how she sings it, we just sat down and kind of...
Anna has a very stylized way to vocal, a very soprano vibrato. So how do you, when you're writing a song, some of the songs have a real heavy riff, because all the reviews I read about you guys are that you're riff heavy bands, which I'm not really sure what that means, but okay.
We're not four chord bands.
You have hooks.
Yeah. 1-4-5.
Yeah. So then how do you balance the trigger pulling band at full throttle with sometimes a very delicate lyric that is coming off that's in the much higher register?
Lyric wise, what you were saying before that, Anna's has such a good way with words, just how she writes. It's we know whatever, whether it's Dave's song or something I came up with or even something Ryan was fiddling on and brought to practice, that we know 100% trust Anna just to write something amazing, you know. So, but when it comes, what was the other part of the question?
I don't remember.
Sonic music.
Oh, right.
I think it has to do with the melodies and, I don't know. I think sometimes it is difficult to I don't know. I feel I just sing in my way, and I started writing and getting into music because I just was curious about songwriting. And to me, I don't think I'm the greatest singer. I don't think I'll ever be the greatest singer. I practice. I work my ass off to try to be a better singer, but I'll never be Christina Aguilera. But I think I just...
I think to me, Christina Aguilera would sound weird in this band.
No, she would, but I don't know. For me, I think I just always try to think of something that's different than what you would expect in a song, and then on top of that, try to cater to my... I don't know.
I find the thing about singers, Billie Holiday, who technically really doesn't sing well.
Yeah.
But it's so authentic and so sincere and so gritty.
Yeah.
And I would think that's That would be more important to you than necessarily being pitch perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I think what got me into music heavily was a lot of blues singers, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, a lot of jazz singers like that, Billie Holiday, Etta James, Nina Simone, people who had like weird voices, but there was so much feeling in them. I don't know. That's kind of what inspires me, and that's how I try to write. And I have a soft voice, so I think it's sometimes hard to like convey that, but I just try to make it.
It must be harder when you play in a place that doesn't have a strong PA for you to...
No idea.
Well, because when you have a very high soprano with that very thick vibrato at the tail end of the phrase, it's...
You got, I will plug a Telefunken M80. That's a mic I got after years of us struggling. We played a show in a basement one night, and the band that played out after us, who actually were playing with tonight, Deal Casino, they had these mics. And every other band that night, during our set, I struggled with feedback and being heard. And then even friends of ours in Modern Chemistry, who Joe has a loud voice, he was even struggling to be heard. And then Deal Casino played, and their voices were so loud that I was like, fuck, I need that mic. So so the M80 Telefunken.
So you treated yourself to a gift?
Yeah, that's my secret weapon.
But you don't play with a pick very often.
Nope.
And why is that?
It's not how I play. I don't know. I actually, before the band, was playing a lot of like folkier acoustic music, and that's how I learned how to play guitar. And even when we transitioned, much to the dismay of my fingernails and hands, I just feel more comfortable. I think I have more control, more rhythm that way.
And then in a few of your songs, there sounds to be like a Farfisa organ in the background, or some sort of organ.
That's Eric.
Do you bring an organ with you, or did you ever think about adding keyboards at some point? Or
so some of the organs were decisions that we just added in the studio, kind of just for a little bit more.
It's not overblown by any stretch.
Well,
it's really
it's
a nice,
meant,
like a little ear treat.
It's something that, for certain songs, it's something that we actually like thought of. We're like, oh, we want a keyboard here, and then came up with some, you know, various people, in the, you know, someone like Tom or Anna or Dave or anyone was like, okay, what about this? But certain songs, it was kind of, we'd be in the studio and be like, maybe it could use a little bit of keyboard in the background. And actually, our producer was pretty good with that.
Do you bring like a little Casio with you for the stage?
No, all that stuff is vintage gear that's
in the studio.
Leslie's
with the
organs.
Yeah, we do have an old synth we used to bring around to gigs.
Yeah, we have a microcord that we used to play all the time out with. But earlier Vaughn stuff used a lot more synthesizer than the stuff that we're doing at the moment.
Well, I know when I saw Angel Olsen, who I'd imagine you must really enjoy. She has like this little 8-key keyboard on the side that just for those parts.
That's cool. That's kind of like, probably a little Casio, but we had kind of a similar thing.
Yeah.
But,
And then lastly, how did you come up with the name The Vaughns with your cool 1950s sitcom logo?
Ryan,
I can do this one. So coming up with the band name around, you know, with four different people is super, super difficult because everyone's got an idea of what a band name is supposed to be.
Yeah.
When in reality, like, a band name is just whatever the hell you want a band name to be. So it wasn't like we were picking a name to be a certain kind of sound. It was we were just throwing out every single thing that we can possibly imagine that we didn't all hate. And if it was something that we threw out that we all didn't hate, it was like, okay, that would make whatever the next list would be.
Yeah.
We got to practice. I just finished watching Billy Madison. I'm a huge early Adam Sandler fan, and I just remember the scene with Chris Farley. He's the bus driver, and he sees the teacher. Her name is Veronica Vaughn. And he's like, that Veronica Vaughn is one hot piece of ass. So I was like, what if, because I was thinking of like the band of Veruca Salt, which is like the name of Charlie and the Chocolate
Well, you
Factory.
Have to admit, Veruca Salt is the best name ever for a band.
It's great.
It's as perfect a name as you could ever
it's
get.
It's incredible. So I was like, why don't we be like Veronica Vaughn? And they're like, how about the Vaughns? And I was like, cool. And I was like, does anyone hate this? It's like, nobody hates this. Maybe we should do this.
And then I think we like started piggybacking off of it, and we're like, oh, well, there's Sarah Vaughan, and there's Stevie Ray Vaughan, and there's Mo Vaughan. A lot of us went to St. Paul, so we're like big Mo Vaughan fans.
Okay.
And Wild Thing, he heard about us, and he apparently wants to, he's like,
wants to meet a Vaughan.
Rumors that he wants to meet us. He's heard of
That's
us.
That's really
like,
funny.
Yeah, had a third person talk to him, so we're trying to work on that. I want to meet Mo Vaughan.